And now, from the kids' zone, it's bedtime adventures, adventures, adventures. Hey, why is there an echo in here? Echo in here. Echo in here. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. I am so excited that you are here with us tonight. We have a special tale lined up for you entitled Jace, The Final Frontier, A Strange New World. So without any further ado, let us get into our tale, shall we? And like with all good stories, as you remember, we must start from the start, and we must begin from the beginning. Once upon a time, there lived a 7-year-old boy named Jace. And for Christmas, he received a cool space shuttle Lego set. One morning, he sat down at the breakfast table and put it together all by himself. It was sweet. The top would open up to reveal an extendable arm with an attachable satellite dish. He decided to name it the Galaxy Explorer. He played with it all day. And when he came inside for dinner, though, he had forgotten that he had left it outside. So the next morning, he looked frantically all over his room and all over the house for the space shuttle, but he couldn't find it anywhere. And then he remembered he left it in the backyard. So he ran outside, but what he saw shocked him. The space shuttle had grown into a full-sized real spacecraft. So Jace decided to take his newly crafted space shuttle on its maiden voyage. He envisioned a cosmic journey into distant planets and encounters with friendly extraterrestrial beings. And as he prepared for liftoff, his faithful companion, Bear, the dog, wagged his tail in anticipation, sensing the adventure that lay ahead. So with a burst of creativity, the Lego space shuttle launched from Jace's backyard, propelling itself into the vastness of the unknown. Bear barked excitedly, eager to join Jace on this fantastical voyage. The Galaxy Explorer soared through space, and soon they landed on the planet Alorix 3. Aliens were everywhere, all different types of aliens. Some with multicolored fur and sparkling eyes decided to greet Jace and Bear, and they communicated through a series of friendly beeps and boops, creating a harmonious melody that echoed through space. Jace and Bear, unfazed by the extraterrestrial encounter, welcomed their new friends with open arms. Together, they embarked on a journey to the chocolate planet, a place rumored to have rivers of molten chocolate and mountains made of marshmallows. Upon reaching the chocolate planet, the explorers discovered the chocolate volcano cake, a delicious and erupting spectacle. "This reminds me of what Mom and I made back home," Jace told Bear. And then Jace, Bear, and the aliens indulged in the sweet treats, filling their space helmets with chocolatey goodness. And as the day unfolded, Jace, Bear, and their alien friends played under the candy-colored skies of Alorix 3. They were surrounded by the sugary wonders of the chocolate planet. And the Lego space shuttle, now adorned with sweet decorations, became a symbol of friendship between Earth and Alorix 3. And as the sun set in the intergalactic horizon, Jace and Bear bid farewell to their new friends, promising to return for more adventures. The Galaxy Explorer descended to Earth, landing safely in Jace's backyard, where the fantastical journey had begun. Jace and Bear shared tales of their cosmic escapades with wide-eyed enthusiasm, leaving their entire family enchanted by the magical tale of a boy, his loyal dog, a Lego space shuttle, and the delightful encounters with the aliens on the chocolate planet. And so, the legend of Jace's extraordinary adventures lived on, inspiring the young and the young at heart to dream beyond the stars. Well then, Jace went to space, the final frontier, discovering strange new worlds of chocolate and other goodness. I hope you enjoyed our story tonight. I sure did enjoy telling it to you. And I cannot wait to see you in the next episode of Bedtime Adventures. Adventures. Adventures.